What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations, and we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
Finley 106.7 The Fam. You just heard from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. Training camp set to start tomorrow. Veteran players set to report today for the Washington Commanders. By far, everybody wants to know if Terry McLaurin's going to show up. We knew Adam Peters was going to get drilled with a bunch of questions about it. What did you hear?
About Terry, you mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, we're working on a deal, trying to get it done. We hope he'll be here. That's it. I don't think anything they said, I don't think the questions went too crazy neither. I think that it was relatively like Adam always is. He's kind of straightforward with his thing. He's not going to ask anything that will get him in trouble. And DQ's ready to go. I think a deal would get done.
I do too. I have thought a deal would get done. I don't think Peters was asked about, if you just look at recent 49ers history, where AP was prior to last year, the Bosa deal didn't get done until September 8th. The Trent Williams deal didn't get done until September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really interesting when Peters was asked about the nature of holdouts and how you've got to stay committed to the goal of a long-term deal. And specifically, if Terry said he's a really good person, a really good player, I've never been involved in negotiations that are linear or easy, but you have to have the driving presence that this is a really good player and our commitment is to get a long-term deal done.
Yeah.
And to me, that means the process is annoying as hell. Both sides are fighting like crazy. But their focus is on remembering how good of a dude and how good of a baller Terry is, and to get this thing finished.
They're trying to get a deal done and not like it used to be where they were trying to win the negotiation. You get what I'm saying? When you try to win the negotiation, you forget about that. You just want to win. And that's how things get messed up. When you're trying to come together on a deal, somebody will find a common ground.
Now, at some point today, we will get news if Terry McLaurin shows up. If he arrives for training camp, reports, if he holds out, if he holds in is a possibility. I didn't get the feeling today that this deal will get done today or tomorrow, but that could change too. Mm-hmm. All of these things are fluid, man.
They are. And I mean, that's what negotiations are. So, I mean, that's why I keep saying I don't get too up or too down based off of a word or two being said. Because in essence, we feel the deal is going to happen. can't react to every comment, every sentence, every day. It's going to happen when it happens. And then you just hope everything keeps moving straight.
Outside of the McLaurin stuff, really not that much. There's not a ton of intrigue going into this camp. But one thing I loved, that it's like we're all so focused on the Terry deal, that DQ, I think, nailed. I thought it was really funny when DQ gives his opening statement and then AP's like, man, your opening statements are always way better than mine. Like, DQ just gets you fired up. Dude,
yeah, he's energetic.
I talked to him for 2 minutes on my way out of the party last night just because he was kind of getting mobbed, and I like to just, you know, mm-hmm. Coach, good to see you. We're going to spend the next 6 months together. I don't feel the need to bug you tonight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you ready? He's like, you know it. And, and there may have been some choice language along with you know it. Like, that dude lives ready to go. And I loved his comments about Jaden Daniels. Just like, yeah, year two, he's going to be better. All that dude does is eat, sleep, live, ball.
And he added Mikey with that.
Right.
It's kind of hard to separate those two. You know, they came here back to back, boom, boom, and they both have the same type of mindset.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We've now heard from Adam Peters. He's explained that the goal is a long-term deal. We're going to do everything we can to get it done, but it doesn't sound like it's happening tomorrow. How you feeling about the Terry McLaurin situation? Your calls next on The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's always probably the tricky part of any negotiation is figuring all that out. And, you know, in terms of understanding the market, understanding our team, understanding, you know, our financial situation and all that. But, you know, I don't think I've been a part of a negotiation where it's been really linear and smooth and everything like that. But I think, you know, understanding where they're at and understanding where we're at and trying to close that gap and come into something is really the kind of all the nuance of it and staying really above board and you know, negotiating in good faith, all those things come together and that's how you come to a deal. So as long as it fits in the construct of what you want to do and how you want to build it and what the player would, Terry in this instance, is, you know, comfortable with. So that's what we're working towards and we're having some good conversations and we'll continue to.
067 The Fan. I'm not surprised. Adam Peters as long as I've known him, and certainly since he has been the public face of the Commanders, the GM, he carries himself with a level of, like, grace and humility that I think is really important to be an NFL executive. And we've seen some fairly arrogant fellas run through Ashburn that have been in charge of stuff. And, Brian, you said this, and it stuck with me, that they had to feel they won the negotiation.
Yeah.
Like, when you operate in a zero-sum world where there can only be a winner and a loser, and you approach everything through a binary prism, you leave yourself with no wiggle room.
Yeah.
And I think AP's all about wiggle room. Yo, Terry's a great dude. He's a great player. Our goal's a long-term deal. We're going to do everything we can to get there. But we know this is tricky.
Yeah.
I would think.
Look, trying to get a good deal does not mean, oh, get a guy everything he wants. I know I hear a lot of fans, give him whatever he wants. Okay, somebody come to your house and they're trying to do something with you. You're going to give them whatever they want? Or you want a deal where both people feel good about it? You know, do I think Terry should get paid? Yes. But I also understand that it comes down to the little part where you're asked for a lot and the team wants to not move there. They got to come to a point where you just say, okay, cool, I'm cool with this. And both people be happy about it.
Yeah, it's
like, not always easy.
Right. Like, a lot of people, hey, pay him. Okay. But what if they're asking for $38 million a year? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, there is some middle ground that needs to be found. And my theory, perhaps informed, perhaps not, but my theory is they made an offer. There has been an offer sent from Ashburn to Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And that offer may have been so damn low that they're like, we're not responding to this. And that's how you end up with,
you got to respond,
a month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks gap of conversations. And then you get to the break. People don't, like yesterday when I saw a bunch of people I hadn't seen, including like staffers and people that, like equipment guys, everybody around the NFL talks about the break. And that's between minicamp and training camp. That's the only real downtime. You know what everybody does? Travels. Terry McLaurin went to Italy for, I don't know, 2 weeks. I'm guessing Adam Peters took a vacation. Dan Quinn has a home in Hawaii. Like, everybody probably unplugged from this for a little while. And it's like, all right, we're making no progress. Let's talk about it at camp. Because everybody, these are adults, is just going to be honest. We know this thing's going to camp. So we'll deal with it then.
Uh-huh.
So everybody gets to enjoy their vacation.
Totally.
That is my speculation.
Or call me when I'm on vacation and tell me here's the number. Right. Make me have even better
If the
time.
Number's good enough, hell yeah. You can get a hold of me.
Yeah.
I want to ask the people on the phones, 800-636-1067. We've heard from Peters. Last week we heard from Terry. How do you feel about this deal getting done? We'll start with Dan in Fairfax. Dan, how you feeling about the Terry situation?
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you again.
I know, man.
Thanks, bud.
JP, I just want to say I saw you on TV, man. Great show. All ears.
Thanks, bud.
You do a really good job on TV.
Appreciate it.
And, Terry is my favorite player, so I guess I'm a bit biased. But I understand it's a business, you know. You got to work through these things. I would pay him at least $30 million. But the thing is, I see the other side of it, too. And Brian has made me aware of that, I see. But JD5 and Terry are my favorite. I love Dan Quinn. He gets me psyched up for the season. I just can't wait. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, man.
Thanks, Dan. You know, Dan hasn't sung for us or rapped for us in a while, B. You notice that?
Yeah, we got to get it done.
He used to call in with raps and songs. Jeff's mad about Sports Grumpy making him a song. That was bizarre. Let's go to Jacob in Texas. Jacob, you feeling better about the Terry McLaurin situation?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, great.
All right. So last week when I watched Terry's press conference, I was honestly hitting panic mode. But you hear from Adam Peters, I'm very optimistic, but at the same time, as much as I want this deal done, I gotta see it to believe it.
That's understandable.
I think that's a reasonable space. Like, you were freaked, now you feel a little bit better, but it's still not the hay is not in the barn, right?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the call, Jake. Thanks, man. Phones are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How you feeling about the Terry McLaurin contract situation? I'm going to go to Eric in Silver Sprung. Eric, how you feeling, dude?
The wild streets of Silver Sprung. But let me just say this, B-Mitch, man. You think Terry came into this season with a little bit more wiggle room making the second team All-Pro?
What do you mean a little bit more wiggle room?
Meaning I need a little bit more money. I'm second team All-Pro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You That's know how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so if he's not second team All-Pro, I don't think he comes into the season demanding what he's wanting on the market. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tariq, and B-Mitch, you said it. He's going to get paid. But I think the local radio stations and people around it, we have to talk about it. But if people, everybody had the same attitude as you, he's going to get paid. Like, I guess there's nothing else to talk about right now. But I'm just saying, I think, you know, making second team All-Pro also helped his cause for getting, getting the bag, too.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
When you get an All-Pro or something, that's when you ask for more. You ask for it when you're not having an All-Pro, they get laughed at.
Thanks for the call, brother. We're going to keep the phone lines open. Nobody go anywhere.
What has been communicated to you about Terry, whether reporting or not reporting, what has been communicated to you about him?
Yeah, we haven't spoken about that, but just like with really all of our players, we're expecting everybody to be here today.
Well, we'll find out soon enough if that's accurate, if Terry is there. Listening to Adam Peters, I think a lot of folks might feel a little bit better. I think some folks might not feel better until it's done. Now's your opportunity. Tell us how you feel. I do think AP and DQ, for that matter, run a tight operation. Like, they knew what was coming.
They were prepared for that.
Yeah. And
they didn't get no trick questions. They knew.
They handled it well.
Yeah.
Let's go to my man, Anthony.
What's up, man?
And how you feeling about the Terry situation?
What's going on, guys? It's been a while since I called in. Ultimately, man, I feel like the deal gets done. You know, I wish it would have happened a little bit more sooner because I hate for our star receiver to be feeling like he's unappreciated, you know, and go ahead on and get the chemistry started. So, ultimately, I think a deal gets done. But I do understand both sides from AP and Terry. So,
makes
that's
sense.
Where I'm at with it, guys. Appreciate
it, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Gotcha, thanks, bud. Good call right there.
Yep.
Let's go to Alex down in Lorton. Alex, how you feeling about the Terry situation?
Lorton.
Yeah, I feel good. I like the AP appreciation for Terry, the word that he said. I think definitely that would mean a lot for the player. I just hope they meet his demand. And I just listened to Jeremy Fowler. They said he's asking for around $30 million and they're not meeting. And I definitely believe that's the floor for the market of the wide receivers. And he's been amazing, and I think he deserves to get paid that amount. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, man. Dude.
Appreciate it.
I think they're not getting there now doesn't mean they won't get there.
Yeah.
And I think, again, let's call it informed speculation. I think there was an initial offer that was low that they thought would start a conversation, and it just didn't.
Yeah.
So then you land.
And when you throw out an offer like that and you're getting no conversation, you know, okay, we were way too low.
Right.
You know that.
Like, I think that you've heard these reports of Mike Evans, who makes 26, and it's just like, that is not the number. And I think.
And he's not at the range where Mike is. Just like you want to say he's not, D-Boy is younger than him. Well, he's younger than Mike. Mike has played, what, 10 years? 11 years? So.
Right. I think it's a different situation. Totally. And the caller that called in and was like, oh, do you think it's different because he's coming off this second-team All-Pro season?
Yes.
Yeah. That's when you do these things.
You got second-team All-Pro. You got a quarterback that you know you're very successful with. You're in the last year of a deal that don't have no guarantees. That would be the time when you decide to ask. You know what I mean?
Let's check out Bob in Alexandria. Bob, how you feeling about the Terry situation now that you've heard from AP?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Going
Love
on,
you, JP and B. Mitch.
Thanks, dude.
Been listening to your show for years and a Redskins fan / Commanders for most of my life.
All right.
So my take on our man's situation, contract situation, one, just a couple of negative vibes, and I know this is a business too, but our Adam Peters to not have any contact or send out any positive vibes for this long, I think could have been done a little bit better. Secondly, I think when you're dealing with only perhaps maybe $3 million difference, let's split the difference and then give them an incentive package. I mean, Ertz and a couple other big boys, you know, they made quite a bit of money last year on their incentives, and I think that might get the deal done.
Appreciate the call, Bob. I mean, maybe it is incentives, but what players want are guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's all about compromise.
Yeah, they got to compromise. But, I think Adam doesn't really talk when he's not required, and he's not going to be talking to the fans. So, but I think the deal with, well, he and I don't know if I take it 100% that was said about no contact, no communication. They communicated. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't something that they liked.
Well, and I think, again, a whole lot of people were traveling, so maybe they're just not going to deal with it during that period. I think we haven't talked in a month can sound way worse than, yeah, like he and my agent texted, I haven't actually talked to him in a month, whatever. You know what I mean? Like there's... You got to allow for nuance in all of this. I think that's one thing AP said that was pretty relevant. And he said, we've talked, it seems like, in the last week. Because it was this time last week we were at Easter Motors. Wasn't it last Tuesday, B?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot could change in a week. Even if a deal was far away, that could change really quickly. You might be right that there could have been a better way to handle this. I think there's an understanding. I think we got an important thing in this negotiation that I think fans really need to understand is if you're, like you said, sir, Bob, you've been a Washington mm-hmm. fan your whole life. You've been rooting for this team, I don't know, 30, 40 years, whatever it is, right? And with that, you know everything Terry went through. He was drafted to this team in 2019. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was ugly, ugly times, ugly, ugly situations. Terry was the face of the organization through some dumb stuff that he had nothing to do with. And so with that is significant emotional baggage. Like, you're all in on Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Peters got here last year.
Yep.
And he got here, Josh Harris hired him. Like, Adam Peters, now, is obviously he's aware of what transpired here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like it was a secret. But the emotional baggage, the emotional lift is so significantly different. His job is to approach this as a negotiation. His job is to put together the best football team, football organization. And to do so properly, you have to remove the emotion. So I think so many fans are like, oh, man, they got to handle this. They got to do this differently.
The fan can't remove the emotion. That's why I always say, stop trying to go off of every word and everything that's said. You know, if you ever learn that, your whole life will get better.
Yeah.
Can't be
I learned
on
that real quick when I started watching YouTube videos and everybody couldn't even get the facts right of what players we have anymore.
Appreciate you, Bob. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it. And, yeah, I'm gonna definitely be applauding like crazy when he gets to the finish line and gets that contract signed.
I like
right,
that.
Hey, Bob.
Good stuff, brother. Thanks, Bob. I just got this tweet from Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is pretty smart here. He said, this is a professional negotiation. Sausage making is unpleasant. That rings true to me. Like, AP did nothing but take the high road. I don't think Terry said anything he couldn't move forward from at Eastern Motors.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt we hear from either of them directly until they're sitting down. Terry's got a suit on and a big smile, and he's got a new contract.
Yeah.
I believe this thing is going to get done. Phone lines are packed. We're taking your calls, 800-636-1067. Here's the question. I just tweeted this out. Last week we heard from Terry McLaurin. Now we've heard from Adam Peters. For months and months and months, we hadn't heard from either of them, and everything was speculative. Now we've heard from both of the people in charge. How you feeling about the situation? Better? Worse? Somewhere in between? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. If you're on hold, stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.